Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is time for the Richmond Market Minute, and Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors is back with us. Good morning to you, sir. How you doing?
Hey, John, I am doing super, and it sounds like you and Gary are also. That's always a great way for me to start my day.
Good. Okay. We try to, you know, pop the hydroxy cut pill or have a Red Bull and get started in the morning. So what is this you were telling me, the catch-up rotation continues this morning? What does that mean?
Yeah, well, we've been talking about it really for the last couple of days, John, but it is amazing almost to watch, even if you've been doing this for as long as I have. Mm-hmm. And that is the number of stocks in, say, the S&P 500 that had been leading this rally was very narrow. You had a dozen or so stocks that were accounting for almost all of that performance. That has changed, and it's changed in spades in the last few days, where you've seen a lot of stocks that just were languishing. They had gone way down, and they weren't near their lows, but they were way, way off their highs, and all of a sudden money is pouring in those, and so we're calling that catch-up trade. It's a rotation from, you know, some of the winners into some of what had been the laggards, but has really been very pronounced, and it's in a lot of those companies that we knew were going to perform poorly during the coronavirus and during the shutdown or during this pandemic, social distancing, all that stuff. That's airlines and cruise line stocks and theme park companies, but also just big industrial companies that weren't top of mind during what we've been going through. And money has just been pouring into those lately. And if anybody should read anything into that, John, it's that last part. It's that money is pouring in. And we continue to get tons of questions now about, hey, Mike, why, with the economy still struggling? Remember, John, today's a Thursday. We're going to have to get our over-under on unemployment claims coming out here in the next couple hours. Why, with all of that struggling news and trying to get reopened, is the stock market still so strong? Mm-hmm. And it's because there is still a lot of liquidity available. Okay, the Federal Reserve and the U.S. Treasury have been providing liquidity at every possible point that they can. If there's the hint of anybody needing access to capital for anything, we have somebody there as a backstop providing that capital. Mm-hmm. John, we can argue if that's a good thing to do or a bad thing to do, but we can't argue that that's what they're doing. Okay, right. It is happening, and when there is that much liquidity out there, that money literally has to find some place to go, and much of it has been going into the stock market, and now it's not just going into those that were the obvious winners. Now it is going in to help support the capital structure of almost every other company in the United States of America. Again, I'm not going to argue about the rationale for how we got there. I do know we're doing it, and from the standpoint of, is it supporting our capital markets? The answer is yes. Mm-hmm. And if that's happening and it's supporting the USA, I'm going to consider that a good thing. Now, having said that, with the unemployment claims coming out today, you want to take a guess on what that number is going to be?
God, I mean, are we going to stay at like 2 million plus?
Yeah, I'm going to use the over-under at 2 million. All right, we run a model here. I come in at 1.9 million. Mm-hmm. That makes my guess, I guess, as good as anybody else's. Mm-hmm. But when you've already had, 25 million claims, I think this month we've had 40 million. Is that
total,
right? Yeah. I mean, so you're right in that area since this started. I'll go with $2 million. I can't believe, again, we're that cavalier about a number like that. The point I'll draw folks to is that number is at least going down. And for us to get back to, if we can ever get back to 200,000 or 300,000 a week, well, we got to get under $2 million. And hopefully the day will be there. We'll start there today. So it's going to be interesting to watch. But then we had what, John, it's 2% over 500 points on the Dow again yesterday. And right now we still want to open a little bit higher. Mm-hmm. So with, this trend is going to end shortly. We're going to have some big down days again coming soon. I think everybody realizes that, but it's fascinating to watch this rotation while it's going on.
Mike Lavery, Wells Fargo Advisors, thank you.
Hey, you guys all stay well out there.
Investment product and services are offered through Wells Fargo Advisors. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC. Member SIPC. This is for informational purposes only. An individual risk tolerance and investment objective must be reviewed prior to making any specific recommendations.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.